News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
With Ciara until 9 o'clock this morning on News Talk Breakfast. Sean Fox, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm well, and my sympathies on the loss of your dad, Johnny, who was an athletics legend. The first coach track to Rashidat Adeleke, who the country got behind so much last week, founder of Darkness into Light. He passed away recently, but the reason you're talking to us today is because you're looking to meet with the Taoiseach because of what you found amongst his cremated remains. Tell us what you did find.
What I found was I opened them up and I found some screws and some staples and also some washers, all mixed in together. Horrendous, unacceptable, worrying, just unbelievably traumatic, Jonathan. In fact, before my dad passed away, I didn't go in to the hospital in the last day. I didn't want to see him that way. Very good relationship with him. Always treated him with the utmost of respect, and didn't want to see him that way. And then when I opened these things up, when I opened up and seen these things inside, I don't know that I can even find words to describe how I felt. Just completely, wholly unacceptable, unacceptable.
I think what you were doing was something that lots of people do when they have a loved one's ashes, is you were going to put them into lockets and be able to kind of carry a little bit of your dad around with you, which is such a normal and lovely thing to do. But then you kind of had to sift through this, did you?
Yeah, well, I'll go through it. My sisters had bought some lockets and stuff that they wanted to put some, exactly what you're saying, they wanted to carry around. So when you get these lockets and stuff, you have this tiny little implement that they give you to pick up some ash and put some ashes in. Remains is what I like to call them, not ashes. But so when I opened up, the first thing that hit me was that the pieces were extremely big and there was no way that they were going to be going into these lockets. So I started to move some stuff around to try and see if I could find any smaller, ash down near the bottom. And then I hit something metal. And I was like, what was that? And so I moved it away. And then there was a screw, and almost physically sick, obviously traumatic. My sisters were in the other room. I didn't want to cause any more distress to them. So I tried to move that out of the way. I couldn't move it out of the way with the implement. So what I did then was I put gloves on out of respect, obviously. And I then had to place my two hands inside of my father's remains and begin to remove first one screw, then two screws and so forth. And then there were staples, umpteen staples. There were big staples and then there were smaller little staples as well. But it was just horrendous, absolutely horrendous. And I felt like I disrespected my father. And my entire life, I never did that. My entire life, I spent respecting a man who has given so much of his life to community, to mental awareness, I just felt like I disrespected him and I was made disrespect him. And that's just, it's unacceptable. And something needs to be done that this doesn't happen to some other family.
The Dublin Cemeteries Trust, who would have been responsible for the crematorium involved, said they deeply regretted the stress and upset it's caused you during a time of grief. They've unreservedly apologised. They're reviewing their processes and safeguards to ensure it doesn't happen again. Do you take that at face value?
No, I don't. And I'll tell you why I don't take it at face value. I don't take it at face value because back when I made the first phone call, I was told that, and I presume it's okay for me to say this because it was said to me, so I'll stand over it. I was told that we weren't the first family to complain. That wasn't the first phone call. There had been a phone call prior to that. And then when I had the first meeting with them, I was informed that there was a hole in part of the equipment and that's what caused this issue. So then the first official meeting, actually meeting I had with them, I was informed that there was a hole back in January. My father passed away in April. There was a hole in some of their equipment in January. they repaired it or patched it or whatever way you want to put it or whatever way you want to say it. But I was told that even after they repaired it, this was from them. He told me that even after they repaired it, they had to put the remains in twice into the cremulator because it wasn't getting broken up enough. It's horrendous that I even have to be at this point.
Your dad had to be cremated twice.
So if you tell me, so for someone to say to me, we treat with the utmost of respect or with dignity, you're not dignity putting somebody in twice to do something that's supposed to be done right once is not dignity. So no, I don't take it at face value. Absolutely. 100%. No, I don't. If they had been serious about it, they would have put stuff. I asked the question to Jonathan. I asked the question. Well, I listened to this about January and then I was told, well, the whole that my father's stuff is supposedly fell through. That wasn't January. That was a new issue later on. I asked, well, what measures did you put in place? Basic, simple, cop on. What message, what did you put in place? What safeguards? Because I see they've said about they put safeguards in place now. I asked what safeguards are put in place from January to ensure that, because you knew there was a problem, we're having to put remains in twice. So what did you put in place? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I was told nothing. So
all right, Sean, it's just compounded your grief by the sounds of it. I know you've asked to meet with Taoiseach Simon Harris. We're going to follow this story if you'll allow us, and we may speak to you again after that meeting. It does take place, as I hope and suspect it will. Sean Fox, son of Johnny Fox, the athletics legend in Ireland, thank you for taking time from your grieving to talk to us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.